Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the arid tracts of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the summit of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, from Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and the south, and the tract of land in the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, This is the land about which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I said, I will give it to your seed. I have shown it to you with your eyes, but you will not go across to there. And Moses, the Lord's servant, died there, in the land of Moab, according to the Lord's pronouncement. And he buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. And no man knows his grave, as it is up to this day. And Moses was 120 years old at his death. His eye had not become dim, and his vigour had not deserted him. And the sons of Israel wept for Moses in the arid tracts of Moab for 30 days. And the days of weeping were completed, of mourning for Moses. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands on him, and the sons of Israel listened to him, and they acted according to what the Lord had commanded Moses. But no prophet arose again in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, with all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and with all the mighty power and all the great fearfulness with which Moses acted in the sight of the whole of Israel.